A merry milkmaid on a time as I was passing by, a milking of her gentle kind, I chanced to espy. I nearer stepped and listening stood, and as I drew more near, 'twas a fair maid I understood, whose voice did sound most clear. A pleasant and delightful tune then sounded in mine ear. A sweeter voice, I dare presume, no mortal e'er did hear. To lovers all it doth belong, then listen unto me, and you shall hear this pleasant song, if you will patient be. I'm glad, quoth she, that I'm awake, for torment is to lie, and such a grievous moan to make for want of company. I'd better never go to bed than there to lie and pine, and cannot loose my maiden head, what rigid fate is mine. How happy are those women kind who do not lie alone, but comfort find in heart and mind, and never make their moan. While I, poor soul, sigh and condole, still wanting love's delights, upon my restless bed I roll these long and tedious nights. The hourly taste of lovers' bliss, and what their hearts desire, they every moment change a kiss, which them with joys inspire. They prate of all the silent night, the sweetness of that theme, which I would taste of if I might, it do so pleasant seem. Oh, what a fleeting joy is this, it can no pleasure be. When I my expectation miss, 'tis perfect death to me. Just like as in a looking glass, your features you may see, which from your sight away doth pass, if it removed be. O cruel fortune, too unkind, tell me the reason why, that I from bliss am thus confined, and must a maiden die? Must I not taste that happiness which doth so pleasant prove? There's nothing can poor lovers bless but silly bubs of love. Must I lead apes in hell below? No, no, it may not be. For nature very well I know did other ways decree. 10,000 plagues together meet in harmless maidens' beds. No loss so pleasant and so sweet as that of maiden heads. The married woman, she doth boast how rarely she doth live, while I distracted run almost, no comfort I receive. Poor harmless soul, I whine and pine, let me do what I can. Nothing more plagues the soul of mine than want of a young man. And now virginity, adieu, I'll venture once to try, and steal what I account my due, a maid I will not die. And so farewell, my lovely cows, for I am almost mad. But do resolve to keep my vows, if man be to be had.